ticket hotline is somebody who claims to be a civil rights activist, and he is completely against this smoking ban. He thinks you should be able to smoke anywhere. I'm sorry, sir, what was your name?
I prefer not to use my real name.
Oh, okay.
Just call me Johnny Smoke Butt.
Johnny Smoke Butt.
Right.
Okay, you want to go by your real name?
Oh, no, that's not my real name.
Okay.
But, you know what? Okay, you can use my real name.
Okay, what is that?
Nathan Smoke Butt.
Nathan Smoke Butt, okay.
Yeah. And I'm a Dallas citizen, and I am outraged by this proposed smoking ban.
Well, you don't sound well.
The council is out of control on this one. First, no smoking, then what? Internment camps? I mean, come on, it's a slippery slope.
What a dramatic leap.
Slippery slope.
I don't know that we would end up there. Are you a smoker? You sound like one.
I don't want to get into whether or not I'm a smoker. That doesn't have anything to do with my opinion here. I'm merely a champion of civil liberties.
Okay.
You guys make it seem like people are only for those rights that benefit them and are against the rights of others that put them out.
Well, I wouldn't say that so much. It's just smoking is a whip to people.
Yes, okay, yes, I'm a smoker.
Oh, you are a smoker.
Okay, you admit it.
You want to break me down? You want to hear me say it, okay?
Well, you...
I'm a smoker, okay?
Well, we suspected as much. How much do you smoke a day?
A lot. A lot. As a matter of fact, I often have two cigarettes going at once.
How do you do that?
I smoke through my stoma and my anus at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that is the rare...
I'm a committed smoker.
That's the rare double right
Look,
there.
I don't like to be a quitter, okay? I finish what I start. I'm not a quitter.
Right.
And you know what? There's been no proven risk that I know of to smoking.
Really?
What's the possible downside?
Well, lung cancer, death?
Not proven.
Well, I think it has been proven.
Yeah, by what studies?
Hundreds of them.
I'll just perpetually question whatever evidence you come up with in order to make it seem like they're all have a pall of doubt over them.
How about vocal problems?
What vocal problems? Well, you ever known a smoker that had vocal problems?
Well, yes. Tons of them.
You.
Me? What are my vocal problems? I still have a beautiful singing voice.
I doubt that.
Prove it.
Okay.
Some enchanted evening, you may meet a stranger.
Voice, doesn't it?
Chocolate rain.
See, I sound pretty good, don't I?
Yeah, sound pretty good.
I apologize.
First, the government tells us we can't smoke. Then they tell us we can't have children and must work on chain gangs to build government complexes.
No, they're not going to say that.
Listen, why don't you guys just move to Russia where the government won't let you do anything? Well, except smoke. I guess everyone does smoke over there.
Yeah.
I don't want the government to tell people what they can and can't do. It's as simple as that. Except gay sex.
I'm sorry?
We should have laws against that.
Well, now why don't you champion those?
We should regulate who you can marry. But other than that, the government should stay out of our business.
I thought you're all about
sex. And we shouldn't allow you to live in a religious compound. That should be against the law. But other than that, the government should live and let live.
All right, Nathan.
Drugs should be illegal, though. All drugs should be illegal other than that. And mandatory seatbelts. We should have mandatory seatbelts. Drugs should be illegal. The government should live and let live. And religious compounds should be outlawed along with who you can marry and gay sex.
Okay, well, we got
very confusing.
Well, tell hello to everyone in Petticoat Junction, okay?
What? What do you think I sound like, Uncle Joe? Why don't you get that damn dog out of here?
There is it Jason Smokebutt?
Nathan
Smokebutt. It's 8:52 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Mark Cuban has some very hot sports opinions on...